Lush and Verdant. Written by Lamia Calls. Read by Tipsy Kitty. Fandom, Stardew Valley. Haley giggles and brushes aside a lock of Leah's hair. Leah tries not to laugh at Haley's nervousness. Instead, she concentrates on the feeling of the delicate touch of Haley's fingers, arranging Leah's hair across her breasts. She was nervous, too, when they started. People generally sat nude for Leah, not the other way around. But when Haley had approached her, said she wanted to take pictures of her in the forest, and had that wide-eyed expression, who was Leah to stand in the way of good art? Now she lies back on the soft grass, light dappled by the lush maple trees surrounding the grove. This part of the woods is quiet, peaceful, and it smells like bright, unapologetic greenery. "Is that all right?" Haley asks in a half-whisper. Her finger brushes, for just a second, across Leah's nipple, and Leah has to make an effort not to react. "That's perfect," Leah says instead. It's been so long since she's been naked around another person, let alone touched, even accidentally, by them. Since she moved here from Zuzu, in fact. She stops herself before she can think about her ex. She didn't expect to feel so free being nude. But rather than shying from the attention as she expected to, she feels calm and steady, wrapped in forest greens and cool summer breeze. The shutter of Haley's camera is like birdsong chattering away. Leah tries to ignore it best she can, concentrates on making the connection with Haley rather than the lens, like Haley told her to. It's interesting. Haley is pretty and definitely caught Leah's eye in the saloon. But they rarely crossed paths except to shout greetings at each other when they spotted each other at the beach, when Leah was on her way to Elliot's cabin and Haley was soaking in the sun. But hearing her talk about photography, the techniques and the practice and what it was like to develop pictures, seeing the way her face lit up and her demeanor changed entirely, it had definitely opened Leah's eyes. They have more in common than she had thought. Haley crouches near Leah's hips, gets some closer shots. Leah wonders if Haley needed, strictly, to be as close as she had gotten, mere inches from Leah's skin, but she's not going to complain about it. Haley giggles again, out of nowhere. "Everything all right?" Leah asks, propping herself up on her elbows. "I didn't expect you to be, like, so distracting, I guess," Haley says. Her cheeks are pink, even through the makeup. "I knew you'd be, like, beautiful. But this is, these pictures are going to be amazing." Leah bites her lip, huffs out a laugh. "It's all right. I'd probably be the exact same if the roles were reversed." Haley's eyebrows twitch. "I'd love to sit for you sometime, if you wanted me to," Haley says. "I would love that," Leah says. She quirks a smile, emboldened by Haley's suggestion, and perhaps encouraged by the sudden vision of Haley, naked in her apartment. She reaches out and runs her fingers across Haley's wrist and up her arm. "You'd make a great subject for sculpture, I think." "Yeah?" Haley says. She leans in closer, licks her lips so they shine in the soft glow of the rising sun. "Do you really think so?" "I really do," Leah says. "With sculpture, I could capture every curve." She runs a hand up to Haley's waist, and every peak. She moves to Haley's chest, brushing against the side of her breast slightly. Haley's eyes flutter for just a moment, and Leah can't help but grin. "I'd get every angle." Haley is hanging on her every word now, concentrated, brow furrowed. "I would like that," Haley says softly, as if the forest is listening close. It did feel, even to Leah, as if the trees had leaned in to eavesdrop. "Very much, actually." "Maybe," Leah says. She considers her words. Does she remember how to do this? How to proposition someone? Maybe we could get some practice in. Haley stares at her blankly for a second, before her eyebrows shoot up and a smile slides across her face. "Your cabin's just over there, right?" Haley asks, biting her lip and nodding to the left. "That's right." Haley clears her throat, starts hastily shoving the cap onto her lens. "Yeah, let's get some practice in, maybe," she says quickly. It's Leah's turn to laugh. "We don't have to go now," Leah says firmly. Let's finish up here. If I'm honest, Haley says, blushing, I think I have a few dozen shots that were good. It was just an excuse to keep you here. Is that right? Lee is impressed. She hadn't even suspected. So, if you want to go back to yours, Haley says, gathering her stuff. No time like the present. Leah laughs, getting up and gathering her clothes before she follows. It takes several weeks of practice before Leah even considers going to the quarry to get the right rocks to carve Haley from. The end.